Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
I'm deep and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher. Baby, it's so good, it's to die for. Ooh, that pussy good, it's to die for.
It's a piece of time. All he has is trash. All he got is love.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Kenny Nim, my resume is real enough for 2 millenniums. A better way to make a wish, not defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign, bad girl, living now. Sir, leaving now. On your pulse like a CDM. Gas on the bitch like a premium. Call ass on the bitch, on the fast lane. Been a bad bitch, but before in the cash game, I'm a savage, and a carrot. Say my name, run the Atlas, I'm a natural, I'm a rat.
I'm a savage, I'm a asshole, I'm a cat. Shimmy out, shimmy out, shimmy out, right. You can tell your nigga, give me outside.
Yeah.
Baby, sit on when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost hope. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done seen what a real nigga won't.
I said I'm geek. And I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big killing only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't stop? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. To a child, with your woman or your man. To a kid, with your family and friends.
That's what
I said, I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky shifty, you don't buy.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
It's so hard to be humble. It's so hard to be. Another day, baby.
All right, guys, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. This is Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Haruda 7 Oracle. Some of y'all also keep them void. And as you guys know, Enhancing Awareness Radio is one big classroom where I pull different lectures that I may have listened to. This particular one I have not listened to, and I'm going to tell y'all why. But one big classroom, guys, where we learn together, we grow together. You know, please like and subscribe to anybody that I use on Enhancing Awareness Radio for the classroom. So this one is You Guys Are No Stranger to Black Magic 363 on YouTube, guys. Black Magic, Magic is with a K, 363. Brother Rich, shout out to Brother Rich. He's been around for a long time. I admire that brother. Use a lot of his material for classroom, you know, segments here on Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. So today, I was actually, I listened to some of it, right? But I actually paused it because I wanted to use it, and y'all know that I like to learn and grow with you guys. So I wanted to listen live because Minister Jew, this is where he invited Minister Jew on, and they're talking about quantum prayers, right? So I thought about it, guys. When it comes to prayer, right, when it comes to prayer, guys, we are, you know, we're conditioned to believe or to think, you know, prayer is just supposed to be one way. You know, when we get on our knees, we pray to God, we use religion and whatsoever. But as I, you know, had an open mind over the years, I just started to realize that prayer can be pretty much not just anything you wanted, but your divine connection or your divine communication, okay? So let's just use divine communication, if you will. You know, your genuineness as to you needing a thing or wanting a thing, and, you know, the divine mother or the divine father, the divine energy, the creator, if you will, you know, listens, you know what I'm saying, and grants you, you know, whatever it is that you desire in that moment, you know, giving balance that you are in alignment to receive, right? Okay? So it's however, you know, one understands prayer, because I've learned that, you know, if getting on your knees and praying to Jesus or, you know, Allah or, you know, whatever works for you, you know what I'm saying, is that's just what divinity is in your alignment. And that's just what that is. And I've also learned to not judge or go, you know, just to, one thing one of my cousins told me is like, worry about your damn self, you know. And that was like the best thing that, you know, she could have said to me in that moment, because I started to think, you know, well, you're right. So with that being said, I started to understand how I communicated with divinity. You know what I mean? So I feel that there are levels to divine prayer, guys. Anyone that knows me knows that I wake up and I set the stage. I feel like I have to explain. So, you know, just the years, throughout the years, you know, we are on autopilot, on the wrong side of the bed, if you will. But I call that wake up with this intent of mad at the world, or you're mad about what happened yesterday, or you're upset, you know. So just one day I had listened to a lecture by, this is why these lectures are so important, you know, because what was his name? Wayne Dyer, there it is. Wayne Dyer, and it's called The Shift. I'll put it in the show notes so you guys, if any of you care to listen, but it's called The Shift, Wayne Dyer. It's like a movie. But in this movie, he stated when he rises each day, he don't care what. One of the first things that he does in his rituals is he says, thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all, that is a prayer right there. You know, it's a simple one, but it's a powerful one, because you are setting the tone, you are setting the stage of gratitude. You know, gratefulness, thankfulness. You know, if you want to listen to some music, download Tony Jones. Tony Jones, T-O-N-I, and then Jones, guys. Go. She's on Apple Music. Go listen to her album. She has affirmation albums. You know what I'm saying? So love her. But anyway, she's more geared to women, but I listen to her while I paint, and I listen to her, I don't, you know, whatever. Music affirmation is just that, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't care who. What I'm saying, guys, is that you set the tone each day to be in gratitude. Now, I understand that so many are kind of encoded to where, you know, it's just being on autopilot is just what that is. I'm going to understand it. It's just some people do not want to shift or elevate and change, and that's okay. So, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you is my prayer, one of my prayers, let me say that, of setting the tone of being grateful on each day or each moment. Sometimes I say it throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? Even if something, quote, bad happens, you know what I'm saying? Just thank you for this experience, because this experience is teaching me something. You know what I mean? Finding the beauty in the chaos, you guys. So I'm very excited, actually, about this podcast, because I love Minister Jew. Let me tell y'all, years ago, this is a guy that was around when YouTube first came out. I don't even think YouTube was out yet. No, it was out, because I was able to, right kind of the time where they were on Blog Talk Radio, Underground Railroad, and then they were shifting onto, I've been following y'all for a long time, you know, so, Minister Jew, there was one on emotions, and that it was a quote that Minister Jew said that actually just put me in awe. And this was in my early years, where I was just immature and didn't really, you know, I was just, my ego was on 10. But he said, divine timing is when you make it. He has a lot of different videos. I encourage anyone to go to YouTube and type in Minister Jew, MinisterJew, J-U, emotions, law of attraction, money. You know, he talks about a lot of things. These are old YouTube clips, but I'm saying this to say that I'm excited to see this lecture was done a month ago. So he came back years later. I'm talking almost 10, you know, and I hadn't seen this cat or heard his name. And I just thought, I was like, okay, what happened to him? And boom. He showed up on Brother Witch's platform. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Gratitude to these brothers for what they do for the world. You know, for people that just take their time out to help other people, share information, network information and stuff like that. So I'm pretty sure, guys, get your pen and paper. I'm pretty sure that they're going to tell you about any websites, any events that's coming up. So you may want to write that down. Again, please go like and subscribe to the Brother Witch's channel. Amazing brother. We both king of clubs. We're both king of clubs. Both born on 17, like me and his brother Mirror, a lot of things, and we don't even know each other yet. You know what I mean? But it's funny. He's doing this platform, and then I do this platform here at Ear, and you know, it's amazing how I didn't even know a lot about this brother, and then cardiology, Alex, you know, and I was like, ah. That's why. And then I got a reading by King Simon as well, and King Simon was telling me that a lot of our stuff was alike in a lot of ways. So it was destined that I was attracted to this brother, because, you know, we both, you know what I mean, like some of the same things. So anyway, guys, gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But, yeah, I am going to just listen to this, guys, because, again, I have not heard this one. So this one I'm excited again. So let's listen. I'm not going to be long today, guys. You know, happy Sunday. With everything going on in the world, I hope you guys are, you know, doing okay. If you need to contact me for any reason, guys, my contact information is in the show notes. I'm really not doing readings like I usually, because I'm enhancing my skill, if you will, so I'm not really doing those much, but I am open to them. Or if you just want a conversation, talk, you know, that avenue is opening back up. But if you have show ideas, anything for the platform, you know, you can always email me for anything, guys. Click on my link tree, go to my email, and you can contact me there, guys. So yeah, let's listen to this, and then I'll be back to possibly close out or talk throughout the podcast, guys. All right.
Peace to everybody in the chat. Welcome once again. Gonna have an amazing show. A lot of y'all who are old listeners to the channel remembers the gentleman I'm about to bring on. For those of you who haven't, wasn't a fan of the channel or a viewer, participant, whatever term you want to use of the channel in 2016, you won't remember this brother. But I'm about to bring the brother on. We're going to get real quantum tonight. But let me get you a few commercials. Family, get comfortable. Hit the like button. Tell your friends and family. It's on. We'll be back in 1 minute, family.
Hey there. How about you? I have some too. Some parts are serious and some parts are fun. Always remind yourself, it's only a dream and everything will be okay. I had a dream about being in a forest too. Check it out. My pet Petey was with me. Order your copy of Kayla Petey and the Forest on Amazon today.
Hey, that is King Simon, the founder of Numero Vision. Remember, if you want to book a session with me and get a Numero Vision consultation, all you have to do is text me your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1022. And if you want any of my books, go to linktree.com/ King Simon, the Numero Vision. That's King Simon, the Numero Vision. And your books are available on Amazon. Remember, I'm the El Numero Uno, the Numero Vision himself. And if you want to book a session, all you have to do is text me. Make sure you get my books on Amazon. I love you. Peace.
All right, without further ado, Minister June!
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Welcome back, my brother. Family, we had a lot of classic shows. What was it, like 2015, 2014? What years was that, would you say?
I would say that was between 2013 and 15.
Right. Right, definitely. Family, this brother is known for making the quantum information very relatable. He has that ability to make what's quantum and complicated for a lot easy to understand for the average man. So, yeah, somebody said, that was a minute ago. So I'm glad to have you back on here. How's everything been going, my brother?
Man, everything's been going smooth, man. Still in the trenches, still teaching, still coaching, still ministering, man. Still doing my thing.
Excellent. So we're going to have a great show tonight. The name of the show is Quantum Prayers. I love the way you dissect the Bible. I love the way you break the Bible down from a quantum perspective and not just completely discard the Bible. That's very hard for a lot of our people to do, and it's just something doesn't sit right with them to completely discard the Bible. So I think that you have a unique audience that definitely needs your information, my brother. Quantum prayers. Let's start out with the ionosphere. Now, I know you talk about, in terms of the ionosphere, there's certain times of the day when prayer is more effective because of the thickness or the thinness of the ionosphere. So mm-hmm. We start off talking about that so that people can learn that particular science.
Man, so Rich coming through the nose swinging hard. So the ionosphere is a layer in our atmosphere that deals with radio waves and signals, right? And so the human body is the vessel or the instrument in which your prayers are being facilitated through. So in essence, so like I was explaining this to Rich earlier, you may go through scripture, right? And you see some passages where it says something like, Paul and Silas prayed at midnight, or Samson gained this superhuman strength and tore the city down. Or you have all of these different verses where, or even the people of quote unquote Israel, or you know, were set free from Egypt, right? And I want to say this too, because it's maybe a bunch of people that are not familiar with my conversation piece. When I'm talking scripture, I'm talking scripture from the point of view that yes, we know it's allegory. Yes, we know it's parable. Yes, we know it's not literal history, but we also talking about your mind, the power of your mind interwoven into story form, right? So I don't want to lose anybody. Like, oh, man, you think these people were really? No. These characters represent different states of awareness that we all pass through at specific states of our journey of unfoldment in our awareness first. So anyway, so when you see like these passages in scripture where they're talking about, you know, all of these magnificent things happening at midnight, what they're making reference to, for those that don't know, what's the science behind that? Why is it so much of that happening at that particular time? At that particular time, that region in our atmosphere called the ionosphere, which deals with signaling and communication between the hours, we would just say around midnight to 5-6 o'clock in the morning, that particular sphere gets very, very thin. F1 and the F2 zones in the ionosphere, it starts, the bands start to get thin and also literally starts to remove itself, right, over the veil that we call the skies or the heavens, right? And what happens is at that particular time, it's easier for you to transmit messages and communication, i.e. prayer, or what I call quantum imaging, more so. So you may read like in the book of Mark, right? I think it might, what is it, Mark 1:35, I forget the exact passage, something like this. They'll say, and Jesus or Christ woke up early before dawn, right? They'll say he woke up early before the before the sun came up, right? And they say he went and found a quiet place to pray. So now when you're reading that, if you're viewing that as a historical figure who lived, you might miss the point that they're trying to drive home. You are the Christ. And I'm talking to everybody that's in the chat, everybody that's listening. And, you know, if you're offended by that name, that's okay too. Because you could be Horace, you could be whoever you want to be. You could be Krishna, right? You could be familiar with whatever force that you are more familiar with navigating through your study. But tonight, since he got you on the platform, I'm going to use what it is that I use to teach people. So you are the Christ, right? So when you read these passages and it says, and the Christ did this, or the Christ did that, you are going to substitute your name in that space.
Talk to him, Jim.
Right? You might as well substitute your name in that space and say, and Brother Jim did this.
Brother Rich.
And Brother Rich did this. And Susie did this. And whoever did this. Right? Because here's the thing. It's a, what do they call it now? I forget the growth hormone that they call it. But it's another passage in the book of Romans, I think it's 1:20, where it says we should be able to tell the mystery of the Godhead by the things that we do see with our own eyes. Mm-hmm. So in other words, we should be able to look at things in nature around us and see how things in nature operate and then correlate it to a psycho-spiritual principle that mirrors it to get a similar result. So I did a presentation maybe a year or 2 years ago called the butterfly effect. And we all get so wrapped up into, you know, the butterfly goes into the cocoon. But yeah, do you know that the cells that allow that caterpillar to turn into a butterfly are called imaginal cells? Cells that allow the caterpillar to morph into a new creature are literally called imaginal cells that keep the glue together in order for the new components in the memory of that caterpillar to morph into a new creature. So why am I saying all of that? Why am I saying all of that? Because if we look, if we're supposed to look to nature to discover the mystery of the Godhead, right, then at nighttime, 2 hours before the sun comes up, guess what happens? There's a growth hormone that develops in plants. Now, mind you, if you're a student of scripture, you keep seeing all through the book how they keep making these relations to seeds, the sower's parable, right? And they're explaining how the development of the seed and all of the processes that it goes through in order to come to fruition, first the blade in the ear, then the corn in the ear, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're laying out a framework of how things are supposed to develop on the level of mind. Right? So if you look to nature and you say, okay, let's look at these plants that come from seed, right? When you look here, you see that there's a growth hormone that comes online roughly 2 hours before the sun comes up every morning.
Mm.
And it's growth hormone. Now, Pete Dane, it's not only in plants. Guess where else is that? In our children.
Oh,
right? So there's a growth hormone in plants that come online about 2 hours before the sun comes up that sends out data so that the plant begins to stretch and grow. And then when the sun comes up, the growth hormone in the plant immediately shuts off.
Mm.
It waits a whole 24-hour cycle to do it all over again 2 hours before the sun comes up.
Shit.
You understand? So it will behoove you, in my membership we call this the solar delay ritual, right?
Mm.
So it will be
solar delay ritual?
Yeah, that's what I call it. That's one of the terms that I use for. It's called the solar delay ritual, right?
Okay.
Because, the Christ tells you that I am the light of the world, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I am the light of the world. So if I am the light of the world, and we know that it takes roughly 5-8 minutes before the sunlight touches the planet from the time these photons are released from our sun, then we're going to get up and beat the light, the external or the objective light, and we're going to be the light of the world. We're not going to wait on the light from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And make our deposits.
Yes.
Right? And live in that space. So we mimic, because see what else the scripture tell you. You're supposed to be imitators of God. That's in Ephesians.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So if you want to grow, if you want to expand, if you want to get to whatever next level that you're trying to get to,
before he says that, I want to share something with you guys. I was one that was so religious, like Brother Rich says, that's kind of hard for this audience. I was once there to where, so against the church. I mean, I talked mad shit for years. But it hit me one day to where if divinity is communicating to us, wouldn't it communicate through all avenues? You know what I mean? So this is why I wanted to say at the beginning, what I did say at the beginning of the podcast is that however you, communicate, however, whatever your channel is, that's going to be on you. And I love how he still uses the Bible because our ancestors or divinity, if you will, is going to communicate through all avenues. And when they start communicating to me personally, in and through things that I had shunned, okay, Christianity being that, because listen, a lot of our ancestors did go to church. A lot of our ancestors did utilize that avenue in order to, comprehend and understand the higher aspects of things in their time and day and space. You know what I mean? So wouldn't they possibly use those avenues? It's not just to say you go worship and you go to church just because Granny did or whatever, but wouldn't they communicate using those spiritual avenues to send you a message? So when I started getting messages through that, things that I had shunned, that's when I knew that, okay, this thing is deeper, and this thing is about divinity. So, again, I wanted to come back on to say that because this is why it's very important, as this brother is giving an example, to have an open mind. Love it.
Then you have to practice these formulas because, see, here's the thing. The word of God is the Greek word logos. Now, there's many entries for the definition of this word, but or this phrase called the word of God.
Yeah.
The word of God literally translates to mean a computation. That's math, people.
Uh-huh.
That's this plus this plus this equals this. So it's more than just folding your hand, saying a prayer. It's more than that. There's steps. And if it wasn't, if it was just that, listen to the language in the Lord's Prayer. What did they ask of Christ? They said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, it's just not cut and dry. And then when you read the Lord's Prayer, and you think you're just reciting it, you know, our Father, which are this, every stanza in there is a directive. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed means holy. What is the holy name? I am. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, wait a minute. There goes the law of what? Correspondence. And we read about it in the Kabbalah. What do you mean, on earth as it is in heaven? What do you mean, whatever you loosen on earth, you loosen in heaven? And whatever you let go on earth, you let go. And what do you mean? So they're giving you the formula of how these things are supposed to be enacted in order to gain a result. Because you're supposed to judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. If it's not bearing any fruit, then what are we doing? That's a long answer, but that's the importance of why what happens with the ionosphere is important at that particular time. And then there's the other side to that. It's the negative things that happen too. Right? Right. So, you know, everybody's happy when they manifest it, right? We just have, like, got the car, got the house, got the better, blah, 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 blah. But then when the other things happen, we quit to blame it on something else. Right? That's us too. You see what I'm saying? So, but that's a whole other conversation. But it's dual in its nature, but you have to know specific things. It's like, you know, when the bad things are happening, we have cosmic storms. So then you have to learn how to check the, what do they call it? The geomagnetic storm. Because when we have those, then it becomes a little bit more difficult to pierce the signal to noise.
Okay.
But there's more noise going on. It's just like regular stuff. When it's raining outside, you want to stay in the house, right?
Yeah.
But same thing.
Got you. So if we pray from a multiverse perspective, because we're praying with the concept of the universe in mind. Now, say I want to pray with the concept of the multiverse in mind. What does that mean as far as me praying and me understanding that there's a multiverse? And maybe you could explain what the multiverse is before you answer the question.
Okay, so the multiverse, that's a heavily touted theory in quantum physics. And they give it another name. They call it the many worlds theory. And in the many worlds theory, they say, hey, listen, there's multiple versions of you moving and grooving in different, you know, spaces or states. Right? And so that version, because a lot of times, I say this all the time, man, me and F, we have these conversations, I'm like, listen, though, a lot of these ideas, like, where are they coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I, like, where did that signal, like, all of these inventions that people make, right? Mm-hmm. Like, where are they getting this transmission?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, if we're going to use that as a formula, then that means we have to believe internally that version of ourselves already exists. And what that does is when we do that, it helps us build the level of pestis for, which is a Greek word for faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can feel in our heart that version of ourselves already exists,
mm-hmm.
then it doesn't feel like it's this far-fetched thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a methodology to help us boost our confidence that, hey, listen, man, that version of me is already out here. In fact, let me tell you, man, how dope. Great question. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
This happened many, probably over 10 years ago. They were so convinced that they were going to win the lottery that, like, they bought, like, a million some lottery tickets or something. I forget the exact. It was a whole bunch of lottery tickets. And they had convinced themselves that in another world, once they left this particular space and time, that their consciousness would transfer over to the other world where they would now reap the benefits of their lottery win. And it's going to sound far-fetched. They killed themselves. That's how much they believe it. Really extreme, but I'm just showing you to the level, you know what I mean? Like, people would take that concept.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They believe in so much. But now let me tell you this. I'm not advocating anybody go do anything crazy to yourself. I'm not saying that. Right? But I'm not saying that. I'm just giving you an example of how much somebody believed in that philosophy to the point that this is what they can do. Now, when we get in the laboratory, though, they have shown where they have literally obliterated photons, right? Made them disintegrate into pieces. They thought they got rid of the photon. Guess what happened, Rich?
Right.
It replicated itself 3 feet away.
Mm.
That's been done in the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Google it. Photon reappears, replicates itself 3 feet away. It's mm-hmm. I got the link somewhere if they're doing my old work. But you know, we always hear that energy can't be destroyed, only be transferred. Well, there's a great example for you to have in your proofs that maybe this is real. Mm-hmm. But as far as the multiverse is concerned, you have to have that concept solidified in your psychology to the point where you're not wavering in it, that you know that you're pulling your essence from that place into this space, right, in mm-hmm. order to live that out, which, by the way, is what they really getting at when they're talking like that. They're really talking about entanglement. That's really it. It's really mm-hmm. part of entanglement. How can I intertwine with something, right, A alike, B alike, and have the same spin orientation to get the same result, whether it be, they showed this, they demonstrated this. You can have a photon all the way in another galaxy, let's just say Betelgeuse, and a photon all the way over here, you know, in our solar system, and when you do one thing to the photon over there in Betelgeuse, the same thing happens to the photon over here in our galaxy. Einstein was so spooked out about it, he called it spooky action at a distance. He didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it challenged his relativity theory.
Right.
But it checked out to be true in the laboratories with his counterpart, Niels Bohr, who jokingly told Einstein, shut up and calculate.
Why are you going to call it spooky action at a distance? They're scary-ass niggas.
Yeah, that's fine. Spooky action at a distance.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got to love this stuff. I told y'all this brother was going to go off on his quantum thing. I warned y'all. Jew, let me ask you this, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Certain words we use when we think about God and when we think about spirituality, I want to know, where do they stand
when we observe these things from a quantum perspective. So if the name of the show is Quantum Prayers,
mm-hmm.
where does humility stand when we're praying from and viewing the world from a quantum perspective, my brother? How humble or unhumble should we be while we're praying? Let me tell you, as is that people mark. Please. Scripture says, come to the throne boldly. What scripture is this, my brother? I forget the exact passage, but y'all can Google it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to do it for y'all. Yeah, please. Yeah, this is good. Hurry, hold up.
Hebrews 4:16.
Yes.
Hebrews 4:16 tells you to come to the throne of God boldly.
Woo! This brother ain't making this up.
Hold up.
So, you see it? There's no rich.
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Huh? So a time of need, that's typically when people praying, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got a problem. They need a solution or something. They need to manifest it. They need to get da 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 da. So it's telling you, listen, come strong to the throne. Don't be coming in up and there's no beggar.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the state. Because see, it's another verse that tells you, which will corroborate this, that says, when you pray, and you shall. So if I already have something, I can't come begging for something or come, you know, oh my God, please. How? If I already got it. So then, it works against the nature of what and who you are. And so a lot of times, and I get it, man, I get the whole humble thing, you know what I mean? But listen, that word, I forget the full definition of that word, but it's not one that denotes, like, strength, focus, determination.
Let's see. So we're not making none of this up. We're looking at definitions. We're analyzing. We're observing. Let's go to humble, because, you know, people tell me to be humble a lot. My whole life, people will tell you your whole life to be humble. Let's see what humble means. Having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance.
Now, why would you be that way?
Wow.
Now, here's one from etymology all around. Let's look at this.
Yeah.
Permissive, respectful, but here, listen to this. Lowly in matter, not self-asserting. Literally meaning on the ground, lowly in kind, lowly in state, lowly in condition, lowly in amount, lowly in rank. Now, y'all can do with that as y'all will or as y'all may, but you hear all the time, like another definition for the word faith. In the translation, it's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you come to something confident and at the same time be lowly,
mm-hmm.
or be non-assertive? How? So y'all got to be confident that you can have it, that it is yours, that it will happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So would you say prayer is scientific? Is that a word you would use? Is scientific?
Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. It's like I said before, it's a formula.
Right.
I'm not making this up. Dr. is right here. The new strong exalted from course of nothing. In here, every word that's in that Bible, I'll show you the thickness of it. It's one of my two.
Yeah.
Every word that's in that book, they give you the translation for what the word means in the original language. So we got Hebrew, Greek, Old Testament. And earlier about the word being a computation, that's very, very, you know, scientific per se.
Yeah.
But we don't have to approach it in that manner when we're doing the subjective work, right? But the knowing is half the battle. The more that you know, so scripture tells you above all things, get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So the more information that you have on it, the more of the computation you understand, when you go to apply it subjectively, the greater the outcomes will be. Why? Because you have more input into the system. A great example of this would be is a case study from some women who were working at housekeeping for a hotel where all their life they had been doing the same work, 8-hour shifts, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had a group of scientists come in to analyze the amount of work that they were doing every day on the job. They told these women, they said, hey, listen, your work is equivalent to a 2-hour workout at the gym every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happened to the women?
Right.
The moment that they discovered and got that added information, they started to lose weight. Their waistline started to slim. Their heart rate started to improve. I'm talking about measurable, quantitative things that we can look at and say, wait a minute, time out, time out. The only thing that changed was that they became aware. But work that they had been doing for 15, 20 years, they had been doing the same thing and their body never conformed.
Mm-hmm.
Not until they were made aware that what they were doing was the equivalent to something else, did their bodies now come online and say, oh, light bulb goes up, you're actually working out every day. So let me lose some weight. Let me get the waistline down. Let me get your heart together. Let me da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So why am I saying that? The more information that we have, right, the more left brain information that from reading the content, from studying the content, from downloading that into our bodies, into our minds, into the Golgotha, or the place of the skull that they said that Christ was buried, right, which literally translates to mean a human skull. So when we get these things wired into our being, we have a much easier time in our subjective practice of it can be very peaceful, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have a knowing now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a different level of knowing where now our expectations are different,
mm-hmm.
right? So we're not guessing. We're not having to just, you know, work up a philosophy that sounds good. We know. We're looking at the data. The data is showing this. And so this is how I teach it in my membership. And I'm telling you, Rich, the work's been carrying on. We got people. Gwen Thompson, shout out to Gwen, $2.8 million testimonial from her real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Emil just got back from Rome prior to that 5 months ago, $500,000, a contract with his business and his partner. And it ain't just money. I don't want people to think it's just about money. It ain't. We got Nassar out in Oakland. Shout out to Nassar, him and his wife. The doctors told her she couldn't have no children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Told her, Miss, your reproductive system is shut down. You cannot have no babies. She's listening in with Nassar one Sunday on the membership call. And she's listening to me talk about how to activate quantum field trips. And let me explain that briefly, because this is part of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a pyramid of learning where they discuss how information is retained and how you get the best results from the information. So at the very top of the pyramid, the smallest percentage, which you retain and learn by lecturing, that's like 5%. Then you go down and it's visual, audio, you got demonstration, then you got discussion. Then the biggest two at the base of the pyramid, that's 75% and 90%, 75% is through role playing and acting it out.
Mm-hmm.
90% is done by coaching. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a super duper coach that can show you the blueprint, then you're cooking with gas and oil. If you're role playing it out, which is a form of imagining, those, remember those imaginal cells in the caterpillar,
mm-hmm.
then you're cooking with gas and oil. Right? So within that, we know that, listen, we have the data, and we do, right? Then we can take that and put it into a workable technique. So when Nassar's wife heard the conversation, and if they tell us when we pray, we're supposed to pray as though we've already received it. So guess what she went and did, Rich?
What?
She went out and started buying baby diapers.
Woo-hoo!
She went out and bought a stroller.
That's bold.
That's coming to the throne boldly.
Yes, that's bold.
She went and bought a stroller. She went and bought pacifiers.
Let's go.
Now let me tell you how good the God in us is. They told her she couldn't have no kids, right?
Yeah.
They had twins.
Fortune favors the bold, they say. Y'all gotta love this. Come on, this don't move y'all family. Come on, y'all. Y'all gotta love this. Y'all gotta love this. This feel like church up in here. This feel like quantum church up in here today, y'all.
That's exactly what it is.
Hallelujah. This feel like quantum church up in here today. Hey, Juice, let me ask you this, my brother. I'm really loving this conversation. I'm loving what we're talking about in terms of praying from this quantum perspective, being thankful before we actually receive these things, because we know if there's a multiverse, or if we know how beautiful this the God or the universe or source is, we know it's going to go down. We know what's going to happen. And we're confident and we're bold. But what happens, Jew, when we pray for somebody else? All right, let's talk about that, Jew. Talk about how powerful are your prayers when you're praying for somebody else who may not believe as strong as you believe, Minister Jew.
Man, let me tell you, this is such a dope question.
Yes.
Shout out to the fifth house if you listening tonight. You know who you are. You know if you in the chat, the fifth, you know who you are. Listen, man, everything be right on time. So let me take y'all back.
I'm ready.
To another scripture. Because I'm going to show y'all that every state is in the book.
Yes.
Every state is in there. So, y'all remember the book of Job. Y'all know Job. Y'all know the character Job.
Yes.
Job went through hell. Right? Job had boys. Job lost all his riches, his family. His wife tried to get him to curse God. All of this, right? All of this. Somebody remember what it was that Job did that actually caused him to regain his health and his wealth? Anybody know what Job did?
Anybody in the chat? Anybody in the chat?
Anybody know?
This is a real. I got one of the most advanced chats on the internet, so they might.
Somebody said, "Faith, listen. Let me just give it to y'all."
Okay.
He prayed for his friends.
Oh, somebody put that. Yeah, alien black girl put that. Yeah.
It wasn't until Job prayed for his friends that he received everything back tenfold. So he don't only get what he got back that he lost, he got it back tenfold. Partners. Now let me tell you, my name is you go prelay and see. We can talk this scripture. We can talk this neuroscience. We can talk this quantum physics. That's all in my realm of expertise.
Yes, sir.
So I like to show people it on multiple levels.
Yes, sir.
So they can see that it's a full body of work. So it's a study by O'Larry. I should. In fact, it's in my. When you join the membership, it's the first thing that you get in the welcome email is this case study right here by O'Larry. And in this case study, they were. It was a group of, it was a controlled group of people who were praying for other people in the hospital. Right? So you had six people, excuse me, six people, what's your name, baby? You some water? Okay, go ahead. So you had six people in the hospital, and they had these different groups of people praying for these people in the hospital. So what they found out was, and these were measurable things, right? They said, listen, we could test their, you know, their blood rate, you know, anxiety, depression, all of these different things. They were able to measure these things. So that when the people prayed for these people in the hospital, and they didn't even know, the people in the hospital didn't even know that these people were praying for them, by the way. So saw that, man, it was like 10 out of 11 different things where they had physical improvements. But then something strange happened. Something strange happened. They found out that the people who did the praying also showed signs of improvement in the same areas. Mm. So what happened is this. There's a boomerang effect. When you begin to incorporate other people in your mind's eye and see them as a benefactor, you'll begin to take on similar traits, similar circumstances as the people who you are extending the olive branch or the helping hand or the healing hand to. Now, watch this in scripture. Watch this. They ask the Christ, you know, all these things. Like what is God really going to do? And what was one of the ones that he said in a very small list? Love thy neighbor as you love thyself. Why? The wisdom behind that. It's trying to tell you that we're all entangled. There's no separation. So whatever you do to the next person, you're doing to yourself. Mm. So you might as well, right, extend that energy to others because you're only going to reciprocate it back into self. This is the power of what we are and who we are. This is how we're made. So scripture says you're beautifully and wonderfully made. Okay. But in the passage of spot right there and everybody says hallelujah. Okay, no, I'm fault. Show me how we made it. Give me the scoop. Oh, that's how? Oh, the mirror neurons work. That's how. Mm. And when the mirror neurons come up, go Google it, y'all, mirror neurons, empathy neurons, go find out what they do. Those are your immediate entanglement devices.
Yeah.
Because you start to simulate peak games. So when people say, now feel the energy, that's a real thing, and we can quantify it now because we got the science to prove it. Not to say that we had to have the science because we knew it in the grid, but it's even better. And what does it do? It adds our confidence, right? But we start to pick up what somebody else is doing through these mirror neurons, and they ain't even got to say a single word to us. Not a single word. Simulate what they're going through and expressing in their mind, in our own mind, and then we start to replicate them.
Hey, you, back in the day, I remember we talked about, because we touched a mirror neuron back in the day, mm-hmm. and we touched on that clip where they show Michael Jordan and then they show Kobe Bryant doing the exact same moves. Like, it's scary how similar it is. And you know, Kobe was obsessed with Jordan.
Obsessed.
So that mirror neuron factor had his whole game down pat.
Listen, that's why I think it's, what is it, Murphy, Joseph Murphy, one of the godfathers of mind science.
Yeah.
You know, he talked about the technique where you sit at a table in your mind's eye with all of the people who are in your field or in your craft.
Mm-hmm.
And you visualize them talking to you about what you need to do or how you can improve.
Mm.
Why? Because you're entangling with that entity.
Mm-hmm.
You're picking up on that force. You're becoming one with it. And then what that does is your behavior starts to change. So there's a whole lot with that, man. That's a long road to travel. You know?
Indeed. And this, so I talked a little bit about this with a brother named Yosef a couple of weeks ago. This concept extends, Mr. Jew, if you try to curse somebody else.
Yes.
Got to be careful.
Very careful.
Got to be careful.
Very careful. In fact, let me tell y'all about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be mindful. Rick, that's serious.
Mm.
There's a lot of that going on. If that person that you are trying to do something to share that same sentiment in their being, like they wouldn't try to do that to anybody else,
boomerang.
Listen, very carefully. You're going to get a return to sender in the mail.
Woo!
And let me tell you something about light, because all you're doing is projecting light.
Yes.
Light never rests. It has to find a place to land.
Mm.
And it's going to go back to the source that it originated from.
Mm.
So, you know, this is why they tell you. See, y'all think they just talk in scripture when they say, vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
Mm.
They try to tell you something.
Yeah.
About, look now, but keep in mind, that don't mean you are salty, because you know when you got, see, this is why it's always best to act from a place of defense sometimes,
mm-hmm.
right? Unless you know you got an enemy that's on that for real.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's safe to say, yeah,
you know.
But other than that, just be careful. That way.
Indeed. Man, I know y'all love this show. I want to give y'all, before we wrap it up, I want to give y'all an opportunity to ask a couple of questions. I'm probably going to ask them about one or two, and then I'm going to pass it to y'all. Jude, so you deal a lot with visualization.
Mm-hmm.
You deal a lot with collapsing the waves. We're talking about prayers. We're talking about quantum. You know, this quantum thing and entanglement. When we pray, a lot of people pray with their eyes closed. I want to ask you, what do you think is, and we're looking for results,
mm-hmm.
what do you think is more effective, praying with your eyes closed or praying in front of a vision board? Like where you can see whatever I want, the vision board is there, whether it's health, wealth, or wife, whatever, I'm praying and I'm looking at it. Or should I pray with my eyes closed? Do you think one is more effective than the other, or it depends?
So, how can I say this? The vision board, you know, Drake got a line where he says something like, subtle reminders are key.
Mm.
So the vision board should be used more so as a subtle reminder.
Mm.
Because really what you're trying to do is you're trying to exercise the hippocampus
mm-hmm.
to upload the imagery, to anchor it in the limbic brain, in the limbic system. That's really what you're attempting to do
right.
with the vision board,
right.
right? So it becomes, so you put it somewhere where every day you're going to see it. You may even want to even make it your screensaver on your phone, because now you're subconsciously programming yourself, because you're always looking at your phone, you know, face unlocked. Code unlocked, and you got to see whatever it is on your screen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great way to pray. I remember that's what I did 7 years ago when I had a specific number that I wanted to reach. Mm-hmm. And I look back 2 years later, I'm like, damn, I reached the goal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Praying with your eyes open and closed, it's pivotal to what feels good to the individual in that sense, mm-hmm. right? Me personally, I love to do a close. And if I had to give you what I really felt, I had to get it from me. With my eyes closed in darkness,
uh-huh,
works best for me. But then I know some other things about why eyes closed in darkness. Because when your eyes are closed in darkness and you start to create light via imagery in the brain, because that's what you're producing, your brain literally starts to release photons. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you almost have a stronger bonding or sense of entanglement when your eyes are closed and you're shutting off the sense man. You want to shut off the sensory perception of the external senses, touch, smell, seeing, et cetera, et cetera. And you want to solely rely on the heart, the feeling component of what it is that you're doing. All right, you want to get your vagus nerve stimulated. You want to get all of these things. And for us, how we practice it is we practice with our eyes closed so that we can work on it. Sometimes it can be difficult with your eyes open to do a visualization because you're looking at these physical objects in the external world. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So my preference is eyes closed. And the most important thing is, imagery are you using? And how are you visualizing? What's your visualization strategy like? Are you visualizing in third person or first person? There's a difference. And one is more impactful than the other. It's best to visualize in first person, as if you're physically there right now. So a couple Thursdays ago, once a month, we have a group guided visualization. And the one that we did last Thursday, or Thursday before last, was I had everybody practice visualization in first person with their eyes closed, going to different places in their own house or apartment because you are very familiar with that environment. So I had people visualize with their eyes, get up, go brush your teeth, get up, go take a shower. We did all these things to learn how to work the sensory man on the inside so that when we start to work to apply it for something in the external world like the car, the house, or whatever, it becomes much easier to navigate getting in the car that you don't got because you've awakened the inner man. Or as scripture calls it, the apple of his eye. Literally translates to the inner man. So I would suggest trying to do it with your eyes closed for the most part.
Indeed. Definitely indeed. Minister Jew, let me see. Should I get to these? Yeah, I want to ask that. Let me save this question here. All right. In terms of, talk to me about land. You know, we're talking about the Bible, and, you know, when you think about Jesus and these holy men of the Bible, we think about, and when we talked earlier about praying for somebody, let's talk about laying hands on somebody. Is that something that you feel as though is it dangerous for somebody to lay hands on somebody else who is sick if we're constantly entangled with each other?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it a 50-50 chance we can heal that person or we can receive the same sickness that person has?
This is a great question. So this is where mastership and I don't want to say initiation because that may sound a little funny, but like mastership of your craft is very important.
Yes.
So as a sensitive, that may be their lane, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that you have to be able to incorporate to ward off that type of transfer.
Mm.
Right? So scripture may put it like this, you know, put on the armor of light.
Mm.
Because it's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it with your physical eye, but we know that it's there. So you have to incorporate things on the plane of invisibility that denotes you have a barrier or a shield of protection. So something like a banishing right,
mm-hmm.
right? Something like what we call in our membership a golden aura, right? Or something like a prayer of St. Michael. See where you're engaging your consciousness in the idea that I do have a shield up and I'm not susceptible to this transfer. Now, they show you this in scripture with Elisha when he went and raised the young child, the boy child who was dead with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Elisha went and did what? First, he prayed. See, that's the thing. But see, prayer is a formula. So they say the word pray, and then we just close pray. No. You know what I'm saying? But they initiated by saying he prayed. I mean, he got in tune with something prior to the act, prior to the healing. In Eastern culture, they call it shakti pot, a transfer of energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but what did he do? They said Elisha put his hands on the young boy's hands. They said he put his nose on the young boy's nose. They said he put his eyes on the young boy's eyes. Essentially, he mirrored his body on the young boy's body to transfer the essence of life via entanglement back into the young boy's body. But before he did that, he got in tune with a force, with a shield that allowed him to facilitate the work unimpacted. So,
you know,
wow.
It's there. Yeah, this is a good one, y'all. I told y'all what I told y'all 57 minutes ago. I told y'all. This brother ain't no mother effing joke. Let's get to a couple of questions. I'm going to get to a couple of questions, then Brother Rich got to get out of here. I already see one good question ready to go. Okay. Yeah, okay. Got a good one here. Good evening, beautiful brothers. I find that speaking in tongues while praying brings greater results than speaking in a known language. Please explain why this happens.
So I'm not really, I can't really touch on that question because that's not really, I've never really delved into the speaking of tongues, per se. But I would say linguistically, you know, you're freeing yourself up from the limitations of what we consider language to be, or the constraints or the constraints of language, right? So it can be like a freeing of self where you feel like I'm not limited to quote unquote what makes sense. Now this is very important too, because scripture takes something like this: for my ways are not your ways, right? And my ways are higher than your ways. So on a quantum level, we can see why speaking in tongues can kind of correlate with the quantum principle. Because on a quantum level, none of the stuff on that level makes any sense on the level of physics. Everything is actually quite to the contrary. They'll tell you on a quantum level that light can be in multiple places at the same time: future, present, and the past. Right? They'll tell you that it's spooky action, that something can affect something way over here, even though it's way over here, and there never was any force to make it happen. So that's beyond our scope of understanding how physics works. But William Saxton Burr said, and this is, listen, we behind the game, y'all, on a lot of this science. This was in the 40s. This was in the 1940s. Professor at Yale University, partially responsible for the devices that women use to be able to track their menstrual cycles.
Mm-hmm.
He discovered that, this is what he said. He said, he called it the field of light. At that time, they weren't calling it magnetic fields, right, or quantum field. He called it the field of light. He said the field of light in the formation of living things
overrides physics and chemistry.
Mm. Mm.
And they did studies with these quote-unquote fields of life, or what we now know as magnetic fields, community would call an aura. They did studies on trees for 30, 40 years. It got so enhanced where they were able to tell when a mouse was going to have cancer 30 days before it had cancer, because the field around the mouse was already showing the impact of the cancer, even though the body of the mouse hadn't registered the cancer yet.
Okay.
So essentially I'm saying all that to say, speaking in tongues is something outside the norm. It's very unorthodox. It's very contrary to linear logical thinking. So that can place a person in a trance-like state where that theta wave is extremely active. So it may come to you that way. You may get more clarity that way. So if you do, I just say keep doing what you do. If the clarity is coming through clear, keep practicing the way that you do.
Mm. Juice, somebody asked your YouTube channel. What's your YouTube channel, my brother?
The Imagination Guru is the YouTube channel. The Imagination Guru. Got a few videos. I don't be over there much. I think I ain't got 200 videos over there. But I just now recently started making content again. I got inspired to get back on the YouTube street.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a few videos up over there over the last 2 weeks, a month or so. So some stuff over there if y'all are interested.
Indeed. Okay, somebody wants to know, what are your thoughts on the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna consciousness?
Well, Krishna is just another form of Christ. It's just another form of Christ. It's another school of learning some of these same principles at play. And so, you know, it's not limited to the Bible. I hope I don't want to come across like that. It's not limited to, you know, the Holy Bible in any way, shape, or form. You can gain wisdom and knowledge in all of those schools of thought. The most important thing is while you're learning or whatever you're getting from Krishna, whatever you're getting from the Gita, make sure you're putting it into practice. That's the most important thing. So they all going to have something in there where they're speaking the truth. They're giving some game up. You know what I mean? And so it's up to you to be able to extract that jewel from whatever text it is or whatever you're comfortable with to see does it pan out for you.
Indeed, indeed. Let's talk about, I don't see any other questions I want to ask right now from the family. But let me ask you this before we get out of here, Drew. I want to ask you about, let me get this off the screen, quantum entangling. You know, you said energy never dies, Mr. Drew, and they say that, and we all know at this point that energy never dies. I want to talk to you about quantum entangling with those who have passed on and left this realm.
Oh.
Not somebody who's here, but somebody who has left this realm, and you want to communicate and quantum entangle and communicate with them from one realm to the next. Explain
okay.
to me. Let's okay. Talk to me about that.
Okay. You're making me go in a bag. So,
come on, brother.
All right. So,
this is a classic show, by the way. You know that, right?
Man, listen, man.
I try to make sure
everywhere I go is a classic, right?
Hey, man.
So, I appreciate it too, Mitch. But
damn in the chat. Why would y'all do this? I mean, come on. Hold up.
Okay.
Come on, y'all. You're not. Come on. This is ridiculous. Come on. Got you. I'm sorry. Got you.
Okay. So it's a technique that I created many years ago called the tri-presence technique. And I don't even advertise this, man, because, man, I try to keep people as grounded as possible in this work,
mm-hmm.
right? But every now and then somebody will ask me a question just like you just asked me. And then I'd be like, yeah, I got something for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it the tri-presence technique. And it's a whole visualization, man, where, you know, because the Christ says something, I forget the verse, but he says, for where else would I go but back inside, back into you? Like, it's like, you know, your relatives, your granny, your mama, your whoever.
Mm-hmm.
They still exist within your consciousness, within your realm of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So
In scripture, if you guys remember, and that's why I keep bringing up life in there. When Christ went up the mountain, and when he got up on the mountain, who did he see when he ran up on the top of that mountain? He saw Elijah and Moses. And we're talking, according to the chronology of the book, even though we know it's allegory, we know it's parable.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean that Moses and Elijah, they've been transitioned for the Christ to show up. But they show up on the mountaintop having a full-blown conversation with them. Now, this is for all the people out there that feel like when people talk about the Bible, they really don't understand or grasp what they're reading. They say, what I'm talking sounds occultish, right? But I ask you this. Ain't that a form of necromancy? Right? Christ on the mountaintop talking to dead people. Have a full-blown conversation. And then not only that, gets blessed with a transfiguration and his whole face turning to light. The idea is, and here's the thing, trying to get in contact with a loved one or a relative, you have to understand the degrees to which our senses regulate what we believe. And the one sense that you can never get away from, you can hear something be untrue, you can see something and it could be an illusion, right? But the one sense that's always going to keep it 100 with you is touch.
Mm.
Touch. So we incorporate the sense of touch in our mind's eye when we are reaching out or trying to contact someone who has transitioned. Why? Because we're trying to bring them back into the scope of our immediate environment or our mind. So I've had people in the membership do this, and a young lady received a letter. It's going to sound crazy. Y'all not going to believe this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
A young lady received a letter from her father who had been dead for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Man, listen, Rich.
That's why I said I don't like to talk about it, because people, they're not going to be able to understand the magnitude of what we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I mentioned quantum being able to be in the past, the present, and the future. Light is not restricted. The way our linear times work. So, man, it is what it is, man. But you definitely can. You definitely can. And you're going to get feedback here in this world from it. Somebody said, yes. What was the movie? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, the movie that cleaned up at the Grammys? Or the Oscars, rather, what was it? The Oscars, was it? Yeah. And everybody was tripping. Well, what is this movie? Why is it winning? Why did it win 7 Oscars? That whole movie was trying to show you the dynamics of quantum mechanics.
Right. Right.
So,
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Hey, Mr. Jew, man, I want to thank you, man, for coming on here. I'm reintroducing you to the world, my brother. The new, post-2020, it's the whole new world we live in right now. Totally different from when we did shows back in 2015. And, like I said, this show's a classic. I said not that y'all watch this again, but I advise y'all to send this video to your loved ones. Because the way he talks and speaks, it's very relatable. Anybody that's in the Bible and religion, it's still very relatable. So
But Mr. Jew, man, with all of this being said, and after this, after we wrap this up, man, I thank you, my brother. Let the people know how they can be a part of your classes and your YouTube, your website. Everything.
Grab your pens, y'all.
So the website is theimaginationguru.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in becoming a member, part of the ministry, we certified 501c3, got all the documents, we legit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can become a member today, tomorrow, whenever you feel comfortable. And the membership is loaded, man. You come in, you get the previous 30 days worth of information that we've been going over.
Mm-hmm.
You have 4 calls every month, 3 webinars, and a guided visualization. You know, my members hit me up on the business line and had to talk to Carla today. You know, so it's loaded, man. We got over 30 different techniques with a whole bunch of stuff, from the wishing well technique to golden aura to copy and paste to tattoo party to your majesty, the blue light switch. I can go on and on. But it's a bunch of stuff over there for you to get busy and practice so that you can start to see the results reverberate back in this reality. Because at the end of the day, results is the most important thing. People want to see, okay, what am I getting from this? And if there's something tangible, or will it grow corn, as they say? ImaginationGuru.com. You can follow me on Instagram, The Imagination Guru, Minister Jew on Instagram, too. It's a library over there, man, full of stuff.
Excellent.
You know, over the years of teaching, you can hit the business line up, 877-345-3797. Again, it's 877-345-3797. And also, last but not least, go get the book, man. Hip Hop Laws of Attraction. Can we really speak it into existence? A closer look at hip hop's most prophetic lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Masterpiece. Forward written by the legendary DOC of the NWA. I coached the Doc privately for about 18 months. And in return, he wrote the form for me to the book. And Doc's story was so chronic, I had to point it out to him, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
He has, y'all remember the formula video?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember, in the formula video, Dr. Dre is having surgery on the Doc's neck.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to tell, I said, Doc, I got to just be honest with you. Y'all collapsed that wave on y'allself. If y'all don't know, Doc was in a vicious car accident that smashed his vocal cords.
Vocal cords, yeah.
Right? So we having a conversation, we had a consultation, we talking. And he's like, damn, you, I didn't even. You know what I'm saying? The same night, recording that video, I mean, the same night, that weekend, Doc got dislodged from his car, smashed into a tree, and ruined his vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
But the video that they had been working on had a quote-unquote doctor named Dre performing surgery on the man's neck. And then what happened not even 24 hours later? He's in somebody's hospital, and they're performing surgery on his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go back to some of the earlier teachings I told. The brain can't tell the difference between what's real versus what's imagined.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to be mindful of that. But, yeah, man, you can get that book on Amazon, Minister Jew, Hip Hop Laws of Attraction. It'll pop up, it'll populate in the Amazon algorithm, and you can copy the book there, man. Outside of that, man, website, book, Instagram, that's where I'm at, man.
Hey, Jew, this brother right here, the comment that I got, his name is Tone B,
mm-hmm.
West Indian brother. So this brother right here, I used to, this back in like 2008, 2009, 2010, the brother, I was a street vendor in New York, and the brother would stand out there with me every week. We would be out there, and we would just be talking about Neville Goddard, Esther Hicks, this dude Bashar, anybody that dealt with manifestation and creating your reality. Me and his brother read everything. I mean, any book that we found, we was just read. We were so interested in learning how to create our reality. So I want to give this brother a shout out. And I talked to the brother last month, and he was like, yo, Rich, man, I see how far you've come. So he was just like, yo, congratulations, man. This brother was with me in the very beginning, man. I'm talking about the very beginning. There was days, Minister Jew, there was one day, it was freezing outside, New York City. It was probably
20 degrees, snow on the ground. Oh, man, this brother came. He might have bought, he might have spent $100 with me, man. I thought I was the luckiest dude in the world. He spent $100 a week. He helped me shovel the snow. He let me go to the store while he watched all my stuff. So this brother right here, I want to show this brother, Mr. Elder, Tone B, Elden, and the New York community. I want to give that brother a big shout-out. But he's a witness behind the imagination and how and awareness and how this stuff is real. Because we utilized it, and he seen me be, I mean, I was relentless with learning this stuff. So this brother seen me go from here to there. So I want to give a special shout-out to that brother, Tone B.
Tone B, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, got to give a big shout-out to that brother, man. But, yeah, that number – somebody earlier said it. They was like, yo, you like the black Neville Goddard. you like the black Neville.
Let me show you how entangled with Goddard I am.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter was born on Goddard's birthday.
Hey. Hey, man. Hey, man. It is what it is, man. Yeah, anybody who hasn't heard him, I would advise y'all, especially to put this book called The Power of Awareness. That's a real good one, since you was talking about awareness today. So, yeah, go get Neville Goddard's work. Make sure y'all sign up to everything Minister Jew got going on, brother. Got to get you on here again soon, brother. Got to make you a regular, like I had you a regular back in the day, my brother. Awesome, amazing, classic show, Minister Jew, my brother. And I look forward to seeing you soon, my brother.
All right, man. Peace, y'all. I love y'all, family. Y'all have a great night.
Peace, y'all. Peace, y'all. Peace, you. Yes, yes. That was amazing. Love, love, love that. That was amazing, you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I was one of the ones, again, that was fortunate enough to listen to those guys, you know, when they were doing shows and live and stuff like that. So, yeah, it came a long way, guys. I love the fact that people in the spiritual community who – you know, really give a damn about the betterment of the people, and those two are definitely great examples of that, guys. All right, so I pulled three cards as the show was wrapping up, guys. So the three cards I pulled was body talk, you know. How are you communicating with your body? When is the last time you listened to how your body is communicating with you, guys? The cycles of growth, the inner vibes, you know, healing. How are you or where are you in your very own healing processes? How are you nurturing yourself, right? Sacral chakra. Sacral chakra is definitely a chakra. It's about creativity. It's about flowing. You know, the sexual healing energy, letting emotions flow. You know, so all ties into healing. And lastly, the third card I pull is the third eye chakra, guys. This is about inner guidance. This is about light body. This is all about, you know, positive consciousness, positive affirmations. And as they were talking, I was thinking, I was like, well, wait, aren't affirmations prayers? You know what I mean? So that's another way to look at it, right? So I love the fact that, you know, just, you know, living and navigating this life just how you built, you know what I mean? Do you, right? Do you, be you. And be okay with that, you know, be divine with that. And I think that that's very, very, very key and very important. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast as much as I did. Like you said, that was like I was stating, that was my first time listening to it live with you guys. And I'm glad I saved it because that is, he gave a lot of perspective on how we approach this thing. But one of the main things that the brother had highlighted in this podcast was that do it how you do it. If he didn't agree, there were things I feel that he probably didn't agree with, you know, like the speaking in tongues thing, but the way that he responded to that, you know, speaking in tongues works for that dude, if Christianity works for that dude, you know, whatever level that you're on. If it works for you, if that's how you channel, if that's how you pray, you know, that's just how you do, you know. So most importantly, guys, be you, do you. And as far as your divine communication, I think that is something that we build up on our own. And then when our prayers are heard,
It's just how genuine we are in our projections, right? All right, guys, join me when I come on. I'm usually on every weekend at Enhanced Awareness Radio, guys, where we learn, grow together in one big classroom, right? All right, guys. Till next time, if you need to contact me for anything, please utilize my link tree in the show notes. Until next time, peace.
Yo, I want to dedicate this to my mama.
What's up, who's your name?
We ain't got no name. We just from Compton.
Say ya.
Wait, I ain't been together, man.
Later, man.
What's the group's name?
New Kids in the Hood.
Yo, man, we got the right stuff.
Hit it.
Rolling, strolling, it's kind of like bowling. My head's gonna dig and it looks kind of swollen. Hip hopping, body rocking.
Yeah. I'm MC Mallet.
Yeah.
And these are 45.
Yeah.
And we finna get busy, girls. Run it. Mallet. I am.
Mallet.
Well, Dre, we still haven't found the perfect rapper yet.
Yeah,
how many groups we got out there?
I don't know. Let me see.
Come on, y'all. We don't need this.
Hey, is that it? Man,
you
ain't gonna believe it. There's about 1,000 of them out there. I think I'm asleep on it.
Yeah, let's do that.
See ya.
High energy, full with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge and the rhythm. What I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of mind of what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, the into the RE suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the stage whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Cracking the concoction created by me. When read, you read D equals the D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born. Now her equals an artist I won't be worn. What is that, Dre?
It's a formula.
But those who wanna comprehend will again be in the midst of the brother. Unlike another in any way, cause Trey don't play, say what the other say. Originality is a must whenever I bust. The funky composition is crushed and I trust that you know it when you hear a funky record with potential. Be getting hyped for Trey rocking the instrumental. Nothing like what you've heard before and more. Never let see, I don't fess. I mean, I'm like fresh if not the freshest. When I'm expressing my thoughts on, finally you can help but listen up and get caught on. Because I cook when I pick up a pen and begin in the end. It's dope, that's cause I wanna win. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born to her equals a dot, what is it, Dre?
Yo, man, that's the formula.
Making each record that I do better than the last one. Take a little time, choose the topic and drop it, release it to science. I'm making dope beats with rhythmic American poetry. Tip at the stages, now many people know of me. I'm the D into the O and the O into the C and the C into the period. Suckers are fearing this when heard the dope style calculated by the great. Waiting 6 seconds to get caught up in my record. New but not a kid to be born. If something's getting torn up, then I'm doing the tearing, not being torn. Shaping up to be one of the top vocalists, lyricists, and when you hear it, this shit can choke on this. Knowledge and the talent makes it valid for me to get it patent. Trick, tell them what I'm rapping.
The formula.
Suckers hunting for nothing cause I'ma get mine. It's
in the cards, and I think I might have read this. So don't lie and try to front like someone said this. Most who know thoughts serve by the doxy, that it's a mission impossible trying to rock me. For an arena, who that's me to perform for her G.O. and easily I flow when you know using a formula.